From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison with a look at business and economics as Wall Street starts its day. Among the data moving the markets, a better-than-expected jump in big-ticket factory goods orders. That's a strong sign for manufacturing. It is Monday, so joining us to explain what this all means for the big picture is Julia Coronado. She is chief economist at BNP Paribas in New York. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So that durable goods number higher than forecast, but what does it tell us about how things are going?
Well, some of the pop was driven by Boeing orders, and some of that may fade as the Dreamliner gets sidelined. But it wasn't just a story of airplanes. It was a broad-based rebound in investment spending. That's something that had been very, very weak in the fall, and we worried about quite a bit. The fact that that's rebounding is certainly a welcome development.
So we're also in the middle of earnings season, and about two-thirds of companies, they're beating the expectations. But how much does that tell us about where the economy is?
Well, I think we need to keep in mind that the expectations were already pretty subdued. So we're already at a point in the profit cycle where it's hard to generate very strong profits. Businesses have already cut costs and so on. So at this point, I think the slow economic growth means slow growth in profits. But that said, the corporations are certainly very resilient, and that's a welcome thing as well.
Now, let's look ahead just a little bit. The Fed meets on Wednesday. What are you watching for there?
Well, nothing we've seen reaches their bar of substantial improvement in the outlook. So I think right now the Fed sees market developments and economic developments, thinks things are going okay, but would like to see things be a lot better. So it's steady as she goes. They're going to keep their QE policies going, keep expanding their balance sheet, and keeping the economy well supported.
And very quickly, those automatic spending cuts that were postponed by the fiscal cliff deal, they could happen in March. We're getting signals about that. How big of a concern is that?
That's going to be a significant restraint on the economy, that isn't necessarily factored in. It is looking like both sides are willing to let those go into effect. That's going to mean job cuts at the federal level. That's going to mean declining federal spending. So that's just another blow the economy has to absorb.
Okay, Julia Coronado of BNP Paribas, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.